King Henry marched forth, a sword in his hand, 2,000 horsemen all at his command. In a fortnight the rivers ran red through the land. The year 1520. The year it is now 1965. It's easier far to stay half alive. Just keep your mouth shut while the planes zoom and dive 10,000 miles over the ocean. Simon was drafted in 63, in 64 sent over the sea. Last month this letter he sent to me. He said you won't like what I'm saying. He said we've no friends here, no hardly a one. We've got a few generals who just want our guns. But it'll take more than that if we're ever to win. Why, we'll have to flatten the country. It's my own troops I have to watch out for, he said. I sleep with a pistol right under my head. He wrote this last month, last week he was dead, and Simon came home in a casket. I mind my own business, I watch my TV, complain about taxes, but pay anyway. In a civilized manner my forefathers betray, who long ago struggled for freedom. But each day a new headline screams at my bluff. On TV some general says we must be tough. In my dreams I stare at this family I love, all gutted and spattered with napalm. King Henry marched forth, a sword in his hand, 2,000 horsemen all at his command. In a fortnight the rivers ran red through the land. The year 1520. The year it is now 1965. It's easier far to stay half alive. Just keep your mouth shut while the planes zoom and dive 10,000 miles over the ocean.